The following excerpt is taken from the full Come Receive the Light broadcast, aired on August 18, 2001.
Good day and welcome to the Come Receive the Light radio program, spreading joy, hope, and salvation in Jesus Christ while exploring issues of Orthodox Christianity in contemporary American society. This National Orthodox Christian radio program is presented from St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now let's join our hosts of today's Come Receive the Light, Father Christopher Metropolis and Emmy Louveris.
And good day to you, Father.
Good day, Emmy. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good.
Another week has gone by.
Yes, it has. We have a fabulous show ahead of us.
We do.
Probably a show to be first of its kind, where mm-hmm. we're talking about a jurisdiction, the Antiochian Archdiocese of America, requesting from the Patriarch of Antioch,
mm-hmm.
autonomy.
Right.
And that's an incredible step. So in a few minutes, we're going to be listening to a little clip that we're going to hear.
Right, and our special guest today is Metropolitan Philip.
Right. We have a lot of other things going on. Of course, we welcome our listeners in South Florida. We welcome our listeners in Boston area. And we welcome, of course, those of you that are listening in the various countries. There are people listening from 36 countries around the world to Come Receive the Light. Does that mean anything? I don't know if it means anything.
That's scary.
It's scary a little bit. But it's an incredible reach that this ministry
yeah.
has.
It's wonderful.
And obviously we depend on all of you.
Mm-hmm. The world does get smaller yeah. with the influence of technology.
All of our listeners who continually support this program through the Giver of Light sponsors and those who are sending in their donations so we can send them a book, the Orthodox Study Bible. So
mm-hmm.
there's a lot that happens with this ministry. Why don't we go to the clip that we have, the little piece from Metropolitan Philip of the Antiochian Archdiocese of America. We'll listen to that, and then we'll move on with our program.
There is a theological chaos in America. Some Christians do not believe in the Incarnation, and they call themselves Christians. And some of them do not believe in the Resurrection, and they call themselves Christians. If you take the Incarnation and the Resurrection from Christianity, what is left?
Nothing.
That's a great clip, and there's a lot more coming to mm-hmm. that interview. As you'll see, Metropolitan Philip does not hold back. He just brings it all out.
It'll be very interesting.
So it'll be
yeah.
interesting. We also want to remind our listeners, Emmy, that they can email us or fax us their prayer requests.
Mm-hmm.
We noticed that people around the country using the Internet have begun to ask for prayers, and I know many, many people, clergy and laity alike, believe in the power of not only private prayer, but also corporate prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So we could imagine the power of the prayer when everyone who's listening to this radio program begins to pray for X, Y, or Z person.
Oh, absolutely.
And ask their priest then to have the supplication services for them. So if you have these requests, please fax them or email them to us at our studio, and we'll be more than happy to announce them on the air.
Excellent.
And now let's go to our interview that we had with Metropolitan Philip in Los Angeles.
Your Eminence, it's a pleasure to be with you today.
We're delighted to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Please tell us what is happening here in Los Angeles today. Why are you here? Why is all of the Antiochian Church in Los Angeles?
We are here in convention. Every 2 years, we gather together to discuss the business of the Church, which is God's business. We have about 25 departments in the Archdiocese. And I show you the agenda of
yes.
our meeting Thursday and Friday. We have General Assembly. And the chairpersons of these various departments present reports to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the delegates discuss these reports. Either they accept them or don't accept them. They make comments, they tell us perhaps what we are doing wrong, and we listen to everybody. Therefore, the Church, in our understanding, and I believe in our proper Orthodox theology, is not the bishop alone. I don't make all the decisions by myself. The Church is the bishop, the priest, and the laity, the people, working together like a symphony. And that's what we do in this convention. If you attend our General Assembly tomorrow and Friday, you will see perhaps between 1,500 people and 2,000 people gathered at the General Assembly. And everybody has the right to question anything. We present them with our financial reports, with our budgets, and they discuss it, they approve it, and then we go ahead with our work. We pray every morning. We have a divine liturgy at 9 o'clock.
It's beautiful. I was present this morning for the divine liturgy.
Yes. And the members of the choir are from all over the Archdiocese.
Yes. We taped them this morning, and we're going to be using them on our program.
We have these, I mean different fabulous liturgies. But this liturgy is typical. I love this anaphora, which you heard today. Okay? And they all know the music. They all know the music. And we have a sense of edification. The church getting, the church becoming the church.
And I also notice from what you're saying, the trust in the royal priesthood of God.
Yes.
And the fact that everyone has a say, guided, of course, by
yes.
the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That, of course, is paramount. And I yes. can see that in your spirit, that you are that type of a man who opens his heart
absolutely.
And listens to people. They may
absolutely.
Not say what you like, but you will listen at least.
Shepherd should know his sheep by name.
By name, by name, by name.
And he calls them too by name.
Your Eminence, we live in a pluralistic society. Obviously, we were talking the other day in the one of the classes, one of the particular discussions we had on Tuesday with Deacon Tawil was Hollywood, well-known film and television professionals.
Yes.
And we talked about the fact that the Orthodox Church has really not shared what it is with America. You have done that. I know the Antiochian Archdiocese has done that. I know that thousands
right.
of people have come, and you have accepted them.
Thousands
have come.
Right.
Could you maybe just for a moment say what you feel Orthodoxy has to offer America? What is this special thing we call the
First
Orthodoxy?
Of all, we can offer America, first and foremost, theological stability. Hmm. There is a theological chaos in America. Some Christians do not believe in the Incarnation, and they call themselves Christians. And some of them do not believe in the Resurrection, and they call themselves Christians. If you take the Incarnation and the Resurrection from Christianity, what is left?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Therefore, there is a tremendous movement in America, a tremendous search for the New Testament Church. For the church which was born on Pentecost Day. So after they study and search, they find it in the Orthodox Church. Before we seek them, they seek us. Because they are wandering in a wilderness of all kinds of absurdities.
Yes.
Finally, they find the Orthodox faith. They came to us because we have no hang-ups about languages. Okay, sometimes we chant a hymn or two or three in Arabic.
I heard this morning. It's
beautiful. Yeah. That's
in English,
fine.
Arabic,
That's
Greek,
fine.
I heard this morning.
Everything. Exactly, everything. And they feel very comfortable with us. Now, in their churches, we have about 25, more than 25 parishes, all converts.
They all converts?
All converts, yes. All converts. They don't use one word of Arabic because nobody understands Arabic there. If they don't understand the language, why use it?
Yes.
Why use it? You see? The trouble with us Orthodox, some of us Orthodox, that psychologically speaking, we are still in Russia, we are still in Greece, we are still in Serbia. Our forefathers came to this country, you know, the Greek people started coming to this country 200 years ago.
Yes.
My people from the Middle East started coming to this country since 1860, we've been here in America. And all of us are Americans outside when we go shopping, when we go working. But when we go to church, Ochi Anglica.
Yes.
Why? In America, we are in America. And the language of the people in America is English. If we go to Russia, we use Russian. If we go to Mexico, we use Spanish. And the same thing in Chile, the same thing in Argentina. Otherwise, we are losing our young people. You see? And the future of the church is not 50 years from now. The future of the church is not 100 years from now. The future is now. What we do now for our young people and for our church will decide the destiny of Orthodoxy in America for many, many, many years to come. So let us not hesitate, you see. Let us not hesitate. We should get together and discover new horizons, discover new visions for the future. Where are our visions for the future? I am a member of SCOBA.
Yes.
I have been a vice chairman of SCOBA for 35 years. 35 years. What do? We get together and we have lunch. We discuss a few things here and there, but there is nothing serious. SCOBA was established in the early 60s. In the early 60s. By Archbishop Jacobos, Metropolitan Anthony Bashir, God rest his soul, and other hierarchs. And it had a purpose. The purpose was to unite Orthodoxy in this country. Do you realize that we have between 6 and 7 million Orthodox in this country?
Yes.
And we have no moral impact on this nation. Because we are divided.
Yes.
Greeks, Arabs, Russians, Serbians, Romanians, Bulgarians. You see, we have no moral impact. There are 5 million Jews. They control the State Department. They control the White House. They control Hollywood. They control the press. They control everything. The economy of the United States. What about us, Orthodox? We are so marginalized.
And yet we have the common cup, and we're not able to raise that so that that can become the unifying factor.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly, exactly. Orthodoxy is not theories. Orthodoxy is not speculations. We cannot live in an ivory tower, you see. We have to come down and face the realities of life in America. You see, if we read John Chrysostom, we should tell the people about John Chrysostom in English right here. Because what he preached in the 4th century is still true today.
It is. It's incredible.
It's incredible. That's right. It's still true today. So why are we hiding this treasure?
Right.
You do not light a candle and put it under a bushel.
That was this morning's gospel.
Exactly.
Yes.
Let your light shine before all men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So we are putting this light, the light of Orthodoxy, which America needs, under a bushel. Why?
That's a good question. Why should we do that? Right?
Why? Because the mother churches, they don't understand us here. They think that if we have some kind of unity, now there is a resolution on autonomy in our archdiocese.
Yes, I wanted to ask.
The rumors in the old, in the Middle East, in the old country, that Metropolitan Philip is separating himself from Antioch, which is incorrect, as you know. Autonomy is not separation.
Autocephaly might be, but that's
autocephaly
not the issue.
Is.
Right.
We are not seeking autocephaly.
Autonomy.
We seek autocephaly when all the Orthodox in America, God knows when, you see, when all the Orthodox in America can get together and be with, in one mind, in one accord, and they have one vision, then perhaps we can discuss autocephaly. But now we are not in a position to talk about autocephaly at all. When some members of the Board of Trustees of my archdiocese want to discuss autocephaly, I rule them out of order. We're not ready for it.
It's not time for that.
No. I said, you're out of order. Let's not waste time. There is a saying in Arabic which goes like this. If you want to be obeyed, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تُطَاعَ فَسَلْ مَا يُسْتَطَاعَ. If you want to be obeyed, ask for the possible, not the impossible.
Beautiful saying.
You see, not the impossible. What we are asking is to have some freedom to arrange a little room within the same house.
Mm-hmm.
We're still a member of the Antiochian family. We're not leaving Antioch. I was born in Lebanon.
You were.
I was born, and I worked for the unity of the Arab people all my life. You see, I can't, psychologically speaking, I cannot leave Antioch right now. Autonomy is not autocephaly.
You're talking of more self-governance, is what
you're saying. Yes, that's what we want.
Right.
That's what.
And you have a synod in America that
we
works
have
with
a
you?
Synod in America.
That will have its
but the Metropolitan, mm-hmm. the Metropolitan will be nominated here. This is our practice now.
Yes.
The Metropolitan is nominated by the clergy and the people.
And the people.
And the people, of course. Every parish has so many votes, mm-hmm. according to the number of baptized souls within the parish. The Laos.
Laos
Kyrios. That's right. They are the church. Therefore, the Metropolitan will remain a member of the Holy Synod of Antioch.
May God grant you many years, Your Eminence. And again, thank you so much for being.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure to see you and talk to you.
Thank you.
As we prepare to say goodbye today, we remind you again of the wonderful offer of the Thomas Nelson Publishers Orthodox Study Bible to any of you who are able to support Come Receive the Light. If you do not have this unique study Bible in your home, you are missing an outstanding Orthodox Christian resource. In addition to the valuable notes on each page of the Scriptures, the study Bible includes sections on how to properly read the Bible, a tremendous introduction to the Orthodox Church written by Bishop Callistos Ware, morning and evening prayers, a glossary, and a concordance. We have secured a limited supply of these Bibles and would love to see you receive one. Speak with one of our representatives now or leave your name and number and Come Receive the Light will return your call promptly. Be sure to ask for your copy when you make your $100 commitment. You can use Visa or MasterCard for your gift. Thank you so much for listening today, and please tell a friend about Come Receive the Light on your local radio station. When you write or call, please tell us which station you are listening to. Until next week at the same time, may God richly bless you and your family.